Welcome back to Agriculture Today here on the K-State Radio Network. Eric Atkinson with you, and we want to round out our conversation with the director of the Farm Analyst Program out of K-State Agricultural Economics, Dwayne Hund. Earlier, we went over with Dwayne what that program can offer to farm families and operations in as far as guidance for working through the tighter economic times that we see on farms and ranches at present. And Dwayne, just an added few moments here to let folks know that the wares, if you will, of Farm Analyst will be on full display at these Farming the Future meetings that Agricultural Economics at K-State will be putting on in the coming weeks. And that'll be a prelude to another series of workshops specifically availing the Farm Analyst services to producers. You might explain.
Well, Farming for the Future is another program that is kind of looking more progressively towards the future. And with that, we're going to give people a little bit of a taste of what the Farm Financial Workshop can do for them, which is a separate program that they can sign up for at the conclusion of the Farming for the Future seminars and be a part of the opportunity to do a FinPac analysis on their particular operation in a confidential setting. We will have assistance from farm analysts as well as some county agents to put data together and help individuals get a chance at a reduced cost to be part of a financial analysis that will give them some insights if they've never done this before. We're really looking forward to doing this, and we're looking forward to making this available to up to 25 producers per location here this winter. We tried to spread these out so that they're convenient for as many producers as we can assist. So we're going to have locations in Salina, Kingman, Colby, Dodge City, and Emporia in the months of January and February to hold these financial workshops and give people a taste of what FinPac can do for them as far as giving them guidance. And equally important is working with a particular farm analyst to find out what's really necessary for this operation. What are their challenges? What can we help them with? And in every case, what we're looking for is to identify the areas that will help them improve and get the right experts in place to give them the advice that they need.
You can find all of the information on both of these series of meetings on agmanager.info. So check that out, the Farming the Future workshops, Pratt, Salina, Scott City, Emporia in December and January. Then the following Farm Financial workshops, which will feature the Farm Analyst process in Salina, Kingman, Colby, Dodge City, and Emporia, January into February. Check that out at agmanager.info. Just as a parting thought, though, Dwayne, you would encourage families that are wrestling with economic issues or perceive that they may come down the pipe to certainly pursue the Farm Analyst services as need be.
We would really like to have as many families as we can accommodate at each of these locations be a part of this process. We obtained some grant funds to help us put these on at a reduced cost for the normal fee for the analysis. I might also add that you don't have to attend the Farming for the Future conference to sign up for the Farm Financial Workshops. If it doesn't fit your schedule to go to the Farming of the Future conference, you can still be a part of this Farm Financial Workshop opportunity that's going to be available.
You can inquire further as well through your local extension office likewise. Dwayne, we appreciate the word on this. Good luck with this series as it comes up here in the not-too-distant future. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Eric.
He's the director of the Farm Analyst Program out of the Department of Agricultural Economics at K-State. That's Dwayne Hund talking about what the program can provide to families who would need assistance in working their way through the economic issues in production agriculture currently.